Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have a new guest in our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter. We have a representative from the State Ballet of Rhode Island. And when I say representative, she really is the State Ballet of Rhode Island. And Anna Marsden Fox is here. Welcome, Anna. Nice to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be here.
It's great for you to be here, and we can find out everything we want to know about the State Ballet of Rhode Island. And first off, how long has the organization been around?
Well, we've been around some time. Our ballet company was established in 1960 by the Marsden family. It continues to be run by the Marsden family, and we're 4 generations old.
4 generations. Now, I'm aware of your mother, but I didn't realize there are 4 generations involved in this.
Oh, yes. Yes. From my mother, who's the artistic director and choreographer and still reigns the company strong as ever, to myself. And then there's my daughter, who's a resident choreographer of the company. And now we have our little 2-year-old Annika. That's our 4th generation.
Okay,
and of course,
there's
no pressure there for her.
No at pressure at all. Now, she hasn't had too much of an active part at this point.
Well, I'd have to say, I mean, she's involved with all our rehearsals, she holds my clipboard a lot.
There you go.
She's just started doing a little bit of ballet, and you can only imagine what that makes me feel like.
I can very well. I have a 2-year-old granddaughter of my own, so it is a wonderful thing. So a family enterprise that goes back for, I know you've had a studio in Lincoln, Rhode Island, right, for about almost 55, 60 years, somewhere in there?
Yes. Actually, the school was founded in 1958.
58.
Okay. Yes. And after training dancers for a couple of years, that's when my parents decided we need to establish now a classical ballet company. Mm-hmm. And that's how the State Ballet of Rhode Island was founded, as a civic regional ballet company based on education. And we want to educate dancers of the classics. We want to also educate our audiences of the classics. We don't want it to become gone. You know, we wanted to keep it up to date, always. Keep people aware of what beautiful music we have, and it should never be forgotten.
All right. So this is something that's been going a long time, and you've done productions. Most people would be familiar with the fact that you've used to produce for many years at the Veterans Auditorium in Providence, now called the Vets, but back then, there was a lot of productions you did there, and now you're moving to a very exciting new home, the Park Theater in Cranston, for your next big production.
Yes, of course, we're bringing our Coppelia there, which is on December 2nd and 3rd. We're very excited to go there because I've been inside to see many performances there, and the seating is incredible.
It's a great place to be a viewer or a listener because the creature comforts are great. There's free parking at the Park Theater. It's relatively easy to find right across from City Hall. And once you get in the building, there's plenty of restrooms. There's a nice bar in the lobby and all the creature comforts, as they say. And the seating is even nice with cup holders.
Well, that was very unexpected to me. And it was kind of funny because there's also a popcorn machine in the lobby. And my mom, as the artistic director, said, please, during our ballet, no popcorn eating. And so, you know, she's thinking, at the circus you do,
right?
popcorn. So right. We're going to keep it just to drinks. But having that cup holder there was such a surprise. Yeah. But if that makes people relax even more,
there you go. That's you the want way to them go. To enjoy it, and that's going to be, it's a great place to like I said, to either listen or view. And they're going to get to do both because we have some beautiful music that you brought with you. And I will play some segments of some of the music they're going to hear. And we're going to find out a lot more details about what's going on. But let's get the piece of music in right now. And this is going to be from Act One, right? This is just what happens at the beginning of the show.
At the beginning of the show, the setting is the day has begun. And Swanhilda is called out of her house to come dance with her friends. But she notices someone sitting in a window, and she tries to make friends with that person. But that person does not talk back to her.
All right. Well, we'll listen to this piece and then be back with more. Music that you can just envision the dancers on the stage. And we want to make sure you have the details of when this is all happening. It's going to happen, as we mentioned, at the Park Theater on Friday, December 2nd at 7:30 p.m. That's the big opening. And the Park Theater is 848 Park Avenue in Cranston. And the box office phone number for tickets is 401-467-7275. You can even go to the Park Theater website and pick your tickets out by going to parktheaterri.com. And there'll be a Saturday afternoon matinee, Saturday, December 3rd at 1:30 p.m. Tickets are both available on there. And then, Anna, there's also a kind of a bonus feature to this on Friday.
Yes. Well, the State Ballet of Rhode Island, is all about education. Mm-hmm. And so one of our performances, we call it Project Ballet and Education. And it will be at the Park Theater. It's the 10 a.m. show, which is on Friday the 2nd.
10 a.m.?
Yes.
You're in show business. I mean, people don't get up at 10 a.m. in show business.
This is very true. But for that day, there's an exception. We do have a 10 a.m. show. And this show is very special because we want people who may not always have an opportunity to go into the theater to see something theatrical.
Right.
And so we are having this as a pay what you can event. We're trying this out for the first time, and we're hoping as time goes on, we'll reach out to people to help us sponsor this program. But we see the need, and we want that for people who may not otherwise get that chance to go to the theater.
All right. Now, you handed me a card with the dates on it and so forth, and I don't know if you realize it's probably a misprint because it says tickets are for the other two shows are $25 to $32.50. That can't be right.
Yes, that's the other thing about the State Ballet. Again, we want it reasonable so that families can go to the ballet. So we've taken different areas of the theater and we've broken them down in ticket prices so that even in the balcony itself is so beautiful,
it's easy to see, great.
The stage.
Yeah.
But that section alone is only $25 per seat.
Wow. Of
course, as you get much closer to the stage, it's $32.50. And then the rest of the theater is $32.50, but you can use discounts like I'm a senior citizen, I'm a college student, I'm of the military, for children 12 and under. Mm-hmm. So they're going to get a reduced ticket price on each one of those.
Well, that's great. And what a bargain at $32.50 when most shows at other theaters in the state, professional theaters, are at least twice, if not three times that amount. So it sounds like a great deal. So check it out and go to ParkTheaterRI.com for tickets. And if they'd like tickets for the Friday morning thing, can they go to a different place for that?
Well, actually, they can call me on the phone, which is 401-334-2560. We manage the 10 a.m. show. We try to cut every single cost involved, including tickets. So when people call in, we make a paid reservation list. And then as someone comes into the theater, they give their name. We show them exactly to those reserved seats for them.
What a deal.
That way, we just try to cut out everything that could cost something extra.
Okay. So, and the discounts that apply to the other shows, you mentioned senior citizen, you mentioned college student, and you mentioned military people, right?
Yes.
And so if I'm all three of those, I can get all three discounts.
Oh, God. Then we're in trouble.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get back to the story and the dancers. I want to talk a lot more about some of the people that are involved with the show, but let's get back to the storyline because we kind of took a segment of that opening scene musically, and we're going to take another segment now. What happens at this point?
This next segment that you're going to play, you mean? Well, this next segment is when Swanhilda, the leading female role in Coppelia, comes out of her house, and she sees this girl sitting in a window. And she says to the girl, please, won't you come down and dance with me? And the girl, there's no reply whatsoever. Nothing. She doesn't move. She just continues reading her book. So Swanhilda, as sweet but quite feisty as she is, she decides to dance because that's what she loves to do. And she dances until her friends come out, and then they dance with her. And they all look up at the girl in the window and ask her to come down to dance. But she does not reply to them either. When we get near the end of this piece of music, this music that we called Swanee's Song.
Okay.
Swanhilda and her friends hear someone coming. And they say, quick. Swanhilda says, quick, you must all leave. It's Franz, my fiancé. I'm going to run into my house and make believe I'm not home. He's coming. Quickly go. And then we'll hear that Franz entrance. You know, he's that little bit of a conceited, bumbling boy kind of dancer or man. And it's funny. We have to talk about Coppelia being funny when you say.
All right. Here okay. we go. Dynamic music, and Anna, I'm going to ask you to just kind of fill us in. What's the rest of that piece that we're going to listen to now? Kind of capsulize, if you would, Act One.
All right. So in comes Franz to meet his, to see his love, Swanhilda, but he happens to see the girl in the window as well.
Aha.
And then someone moves in the window, and he takes a closer look, and it looks like someone is talking to the girl. And next thing you know, the girl starts to move, the one in the window with the book. And he thinks she's the most beautiful girl he has ever seen, and he throws her kisses. And he says, "Oh, come down and dance with me. Oh, you are just beautiful." And Swanhilda's peeking out through her house and sees this going on. Well, she's ready to hit him over the head with a watering can. Instead, she takes a watering can and she kicks it to make the loudest noise to startle him. And he's quickly on the chase after Swanhilda. And okay. she's dancing and dancing, and they're very happy. Well, in come all the village, come into the town square, and you have the men coming in and the women coming in, and there's the mazurka. Mazurka is very strong ethnic folk dance, okay. and there's the mazurka dance, and then there's the chardash dance, and the chardash is a very spicy dance, dancing, and that's part of my heritage. I was born in Split, Croatia. My mom was born in Omiš, Croatia, and my parents had met in a ballet company back in the dark ages. No, wait, that was, well, it was dark, but let's see. It was 1957, I think, is when they met and and so on. And so I was born there, and then they came back here, and that's when this whole thing got started and four generations later. But that ethnic folk dance is traditional. It's Slavic tones to it. It's something that we also teach in our ballet school. because we feel that we don't want that forgotten. We have to keep that alive. Like when you go to a Greek festival, you see that traditional
dress or the Portuguese
or Italian. And so that's all ethnic folk dance. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so great about Coppelia, because you're not only seeing classical ballet, but you're seeing this different style of dance in it. And this is funny. It's one of the funniest ballets ever. And so what happens next is Swanhilda confronts Franz about throwing kisses to the girl in the window, and he denies it like any man would.
Come on now.
Now the Chardash dancers, they're on Franz's side, and the Mazurka dancers and her friends are on Swanhilda's side. And of course, you know how everyone likes to get in on the argument.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, Swanhilda says to him, well, you know what? Our wedding is off.
Uh-oh.
And he says, I don't care. Look, I have a snap of my fingers. If anyone remembers Fonzie from Happy Days, I don't know. But the snap of the fingers, and here's that girl on his arm doing a Chardash dance. And Swanhilda cries, of course. But she promises to her friends, we're going to go in that house and meet that girl, and I'm going to tell her what I think.
Okay.
And later on, Franz decides to go meet that girl in the window. But of course, he takes a ladder. And then they find out that really, inside that window, it's a beautiful toy shop with life-size dolls. And when Dr. Coppelius, the toy maker, had come out during the night, Franz and his friends kind of roughed him up a little bit, and his keys accidentally fell out of his pocket. So when Swanhilda and her friends find the keys, they go inside his toy shop. Then Franz comes on with the ladder, but then also Dr. Coppelius sees that someone has gone in his house, so he goes in. So imagine what's going to happen in Act Two with all these characters coming in to this scene.
All right.
So the next piece of music you're going to hear is the beautiful ethnic Chardash dance.
We will listen to that, then we'll take a short break and come back with Act Two.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Anna Marsden Fox from the State Ballet of Rhode Island, and we're talking about the upcoming performance that's going to be on Friday, December 2nd. 7:30 is the big opening, Friday night, and then Saturday afternoon at 1:30, December 3rd, and a special performance at 10 a.m. on Friday, and we'll talk about all those details a little bit later on, but we want to get back to the storyline. And just a question, actually, I have for you before we get back to the storyline. How many people are involved in this performance?
Well, you have our regular company dancers. We have actors. We put out an audition for young children to participate. We have a few young children parts in it.
Okay.
And so I'd have to say this close to 65 to 70 in the cast.
What? 65? I was expecting you to say 16, not
no.
65.
No. You know, it's incredible how you see people wanting to be so involved with the State Ballet of Rhode Island, mm-hmm. and especially with Coppelia, because Coppelia is a ballet. It's a perfect ballet for someone's first time of going to a ballet. It's one of the oldest, most classical comic ballets around. First time presented back in, 1870.
I remember that.
Oh, you do? Sometimes I feel like I remember that too. But, nothing feels better than when you're dancing on the stage and you're pantomime, you're acting, and the audience is laughing. Yes, you can go to this ballet and you can giggle in your seat.
Now, I wish that our audience that's listening tonight could see you, because you are so animated and so alive when you're talking about this, and your face just lights up. It's great. It's beautiful. So that it's very exciting for me, someone who is not a big, I have to admit, I've been to many ballets, but I'm not, I don't consider myself an expert at any stretch. And so someone's involved with music and on the stage a lot like I am. It's great to see someone animated about a whole other thing that I don't know a lot about. And so ballet is essentially, if you were to describe this to somebody like me, you'd say, well, it's a play with music, but no words, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's done with pantomime, and hopefully we describe it just right for everyone to understand. But I have a feeling it's so easy to understand, mm-hmm. the faces of anger or, you know, the very, for instance, Swanhilda, she's constantly looking at Franz like he is totally inadequate, of course. And Franz is so in love with her, but he has other ideas when she starts to get very jealous.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get back to the actual music of what we're going to listen to, and tell us where we are in Act Two at this point.
In Act Two, when Swanhilda and her friends break into the toy shop, first of all, they don't even realize that all these life-size figures are dolls. They do figure it out when they open up a special room, and sitting in the chair is the girl that was in the window. They say, how do you do in so many ways, until finally Swanhilda takes her hand, shakes it, and her hand falls. They listen. She has no heart. Well, they start laughing hysterically. Why? She's a doll. And why so funny? Because her lover, Franz, is in love with the doll.
With the doll. All right. Let's give this piece a listen.
Thank you.
delightful, lively music. That now that was in the toy shop, right?
Yes, and as you can hear, you can really picture in your mind mechanical dolls moving.
Sure. Yeah.
So at this point, Swanhilda and her friends hear someone coming into the toy shop. So they all run out as Dr. Coppelius is coming in, except for Swanhilda. She goes into the room with the doll. She takes off the doll's dress and she puts it on herself and sits in the chair like the doll. And Dr. Coppelius knows nothing of this. But he hears something, and it's Franz sneaking in through the window.
With the ladder.
With the ladder. Well, the ladder he leaves outside the window, but yes, he comes in, and Dr. Coppelius makes believe he's a doll. And then when Franz isn't looking, he gets closer to him until finally he's caught, and he asks, "Why are you here?" And Franz says, "Oh, I am so in love with your daughter." "And my daughter? That's ridiculous. I made her. She's a doll that I have made." And anyways, as the story goes on, Dr. Coppelius does not let him leave. He thinks, if I give him a sleeping potion, I can transform his spirit and throw it into my doll. My doll will come to life, because he's a very lonely old man. He has no family, and that's why he made all these life-size dolls. So Franz is now sleeping on top of the table from a special drink that Dr. Coppelius gave him, a potion. And now Dr. Coppelius goes to the door and opens it, and who's sitting there? Swanhilda, but he has no idea. And as he tries to make his doll move, Swanhilda starts to move. So she's really fooling him, you know? And she, meanwhile, when he's not looking, she's trying to wake up Franz, saying, "We must get out of here." Until finally, he takes the spirit of Franz, he throws it with his hands into the doll, and Swanhilda, as feisty and naughty as she is, she makes believe she comes to life, and she kind of destroys the toy shop. She wakes up her boyfriend Franz, and Dr. Coppelius is left heartbroken that he never made his doll come to life, and Franz and Swanhilda decide, "Let's go, we'll be married tomorrow." That's the end of Act 2.
There we go. So we'll listen to that piece of music, then we'll be back with more. Stay tuned. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided by the State Ballet of Rhode Island, and a conversation with Anna Marsden Fox. And, you know, I don't think we actually got your title correct. You are the chief cook and bottle washer. but no, are you the artistic director? Or
no, I'm the executive director of the ballet company.
Executive director. You're the big boss.
Well, one of. And
so your mother and granddaughter work for you.
Well, that would be nice. But, you know, I'm first an artist. You know, my mom, Hertzy Marsden.
Everybody in Rhode Island knows that name.
Yes. She was the first Swanhilda in the state of Rhode Island.
Wow.
Back in 1962.
Wow.
And, you know, I was very fortunate to be able to have my cake and eat it too, so that I was able to be Swanhilda for many years. And then as time goes on, we have had so many Swanhilda. You know, you talked about me being animated. I think that's why, because as I listen to this Coppelia music, I remember every little movement mm-hmm. that I danced, you know. And
right.
And so as far as our leading dancers for this season of Swanhilda, I think this is probably, we have two Swanhildas.
Two?
Yes. We have, for Friday evening, we have this beautiful tall girl. Her name is Rebecca Rolleri, and she's so long-legged, gorgeous dancer, and she's a little bit taller than her Franz, Aaron DeVivo, which is perfect because she loves really looking
dominate.
Down on him, you know, and he just looks at her like, oh my God, she has it over me. I will do whatever she says until I want my way for sure. And so Rebecca is probably Swanhilda number 14,
wow.
roughly around there, since we've been around doing Coppelia in 1962, well, yes.
Right, right.
And then on the Saturday matinee, we have another young girl. She's 17 years old, and her name is Brianna Mattis. This is her first time at it, and she's very, very petite.
Hmm.
But sometimes I think she's feistier than all three of them put together. And so you will see two different type of dancers and to portray their rendition of Swanhilda. It's beautiful to see. It's
excellent.
So beautiful.
All right. That sounds great. And does the guy get any credit?
Okay. Yes. We'll give him a lot of credit.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, we need male figures in ballet. You know, everyone says, oh, men do ballet? Impossible. Well, yes. Who's going to lift that girl up in the air and bring her down ever so gently on her toes?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do those beautiful leaps and turns?
Right.
Well, definitely the girl's going to compete with that. But the boy has his thing of lifting and jumping and being very fluid with his movements. Okay, so here I am on the radio saying we need more men in ballet. Come on, join us.
And they can do that, right? We kind of segue to that a little bit, but they can get in touch with you and take a lesson, so to speak, and go
yes.
to the school. Yeah.
Yes.
Get involved.
We're very fortunate to have so many people, whether they be an actor or they come with different backgrounds of dance, even
mm-hmm.
the ethnic dancing that I talk about. It's incredible how we can take someone who has very little knowledge of ballet and form them to meet the standards that we
sure,
need to be in Coppelia. Because
yeah.
Coppelia is classical, but it's not truly romantic classical. So you can take dancers, like we have a couple of young boys who are very new to our ballet world here at State Ballet, and they're doing so well because they do ethnic dance or they do some kind of contemporary and
mm-hmm.
it to the steps that we have in Coppelia, it all fits in.
Excellent. All right. Well, that sounds like a win-win situation. So let's pick up our story. We're into Act 3 now, and things have happened, and we're getting towards the end,
mm-hmm.
and I hear wedding bells in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what's happening now musically.
Yes. Well, Swanhilda and Franz, they have a beautiful wedding. Of course, Dr. Coppelius tries to ruin it and say by stopping the wedding and say, please, I want money for damages to my toy shop. And
mm-hmm.
of course, the mayor comes through and gives him the money. And of course, you have that happily forever wedding celebration. And even snowflakes will fall for those who love tradition. Because State Ballet being doing Coppelia since 1962, Coppelia has been a Rhode Island tradition for so many years now. So we have to give them their first snowflakes.
Okay, here we go. Okay, we have the wedding, and we're going to wrap all this up musically and storyline in just a moment, but I want to give everyone the details about when and where. So State Ballet of Rhode Island and their 57th performing season. This is going to be, Capella will be at the Park Theater on Friday, December 2nd at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, December 3rd at 1:30 p.m. And tickets are available through the Park Theater, which, by the way, is at 848 Park Avenue in Cranston, right across from City Hall in beautiful downtown Cranston. You can call the phone number 401-467-7275, or better yet, go to the Park Theater website, which is parktheaterri.com. And right on there, you can pick out the tickets you'd like, whether you'd like the Friday night or the Saturday afternoon, even pick your seat. So that's how you do that. Remember, there's always free parking at the Park Theater, so you want to take advantage of that. And then Friday morning, special event, and I'm going to turn it back to you on this one, 10 o'clock, right?
Yes, it's at 10 a.m. It's a Pay What You Can event, and it's our Project Ballet and Education performance.
10 o'clock, so Friday morning, 10 a.m., so if you're thinking about taking a day off during the pre-holiday season, that's a good opportunity to do it. Take the day off. Go to the 10 a.m. event. Give more than you think it's worth to the organization. And then go Christmas shopping or something.
Definitely. This should get you into the mood for sure.
There you go. All right. Particularly with the fact that you mentioned snow will be falling in the theater, right?
That's right.
But none outside. I'm sure that day will be perfect. Perfect without snow.
I'm counting on it.
Okay. All right. Now, State Ballet of Rhode Island has lots of things that happens during the season. You've already had several events this season that you mentioned, from being at the State House and other places doing things. What's coming up after this?
Well, like you said, we do have many things from month to month that we do throughout the community. And on March 31 and April 1st, we'll be presenting our spring ballet at the Park Theater. Our spring ballet is also, we also have a segment where we work with community artists as well.
Okay.
So, you know, the first portion of our show will be different ballet pieces. Then the second portion will be a lot of our community works with artists. And then right now I know that we have scheduled for Act 3 of our spring show. We're doing a ballet called Phantom Green, based on the story The Princess and the Pea.
Oh, okay.
The last time we did this ballet was back in 1990, and we decided, let's bring it out. I think the audience would love to see another humorous ballet, and because I really feel that it's nice to laugh. there's so much to cry about lately.
Right.
And so going out to the arts, coming out, seeing the State Ballet of Rhode Island, we hope that people will just fall in love with our dancers and come and see not only Coppelia, but our spring ballet as well.
Well, I have to say, if the dancers are anywhere near as energetic and enthusiastic and lovely as you are, it'll be a great performance.
Thank you.
So thank you for being here. Thank you for telling our audience about this great event coming up, and hopefully we can do this again. Maybe we'll have you back for the spring thing. We'll talk about that.
Thank you, Mike, very much.
All right. Let's go out with the big finish, the closing, and what's happening here.
The wedding was on, and they got married, and now this finale is the happily forever after scene with Swanhilda and Franz, all of the cast, and of course, as the curtain comes down, the snowflakes and all, but you'll feel the joyousness in this piece of music.
All right. Thanks again, and once again, the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. We'll be right back. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.